let's think back on what we know about what happened to Jesus' disciples after Jesus was killed. We remember that a few of his disciples went to the cemetery. They wanted to honor Jesus' body. And when they arrived, they were shocked to discover his body wasn't there, wasn't where it had been left. And they saw two angels who said, "Jesus is risen. He isn't here, he's risen." And they were confused by that. And then we know some of the other disciples were so discouraged by what had happened, they decided to leave the city. And so they took a long walk on a dusty road, and they felt very sad as they walked. And someone came to walk with them and read scriptures to them and explain the scriptures to them. And they didn't realize that it was Jesus until they got all the way to the village of Emmaus and sat down to have dinner together. Jesus took bread and blessed the bread and broke the bread and disappeared. And then there were some disciples who gathered together in somebody's house. They were trying to console each other and understand what was happening, and they kept the doors locked, and all of a sudden, there was Jesus standing in their midst saying, "Peace be with you." They found this kind of startling, and it scared them a little bit. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. It's me. You can touch me if you want to. And, by the way, do you have anything that I could eat?" Well, on all these occasions, the disciples listened very carefully to whatever Jesus said. They wanted to be sure that they remembered it. Jesus was explaining that God hadn't broken God's promises when Jesus suffered and when he died. In fact, God was fulfilling God's promises. God wanted everybody to know that Jesus was raised from the dead and wanted the news to be proclaimed everywhere that everyone can turn to God and learn to live God's way. Everybody gets a new beginning with Jesus. And Jesus told them, "I have a special job for each of you. You're the witnesses. You're going to go everywhere and tell people what you've seen and tell them what you've heard so that they can know about me and know about God's love." And they got a confused look like that, Caitlin. And Jesus said, "Don't be scared about this plan. You're not going to be alone in this. God's going to help you. God's own power is going to surround you and go with you wherever you go to carry out this mission." So after lots of conversation like this, one day Jesus took the disciples out of the city to a place called Bethany. And in that place, Jesus reached out to each of them, and he told each of them how special they were and how much God loved them, touching them and giving them a blessing. And then mist and fog began to surround them, and pretty soon it seemed like they were on the inside of a cloud, kind of bright and glowing cloud. And they realized they couldn't hear Jesus talking anymore, and they couldn't feel him touching them anymore, and pretty soon they couldn't see him anymore either. And now they understood that Jesus had gone to be with God, but this didn't make them sad because they knew Jesus' loving spirit was always going to be with them, caring for them and guiding them, and that made them feel really good inside. And because this bright, shining cloud was to them like the presence of God, they bowed down on the ground. And when the cloud went away, they went back to the city. They went to their place of worship. Every single day, they went to their place of worship to give thanks and to praise God. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer together. Can you reach out, Angelina, Andrew? Good. Thank you. Good. Can you hold hands with Sebastian and with Angelina? Good. Thank you. Gracious God, your actions are sometimes mysterious, but your love is clear. Thank you for your promise always to be with us and for showing us that you are always with us. We're happy to love you and serve you. In Jesus' name, amen.